Today's hero is Malala Yousafzai, fearless activist. This version of her story is told by Kay Woodward. Malala is quite simply astounding. When the Taliban, an Islamic fundamentalist group in Pakistan, banned girls from going to school, she stood up to them. She criticised the Taliban on TV. She blogged about life under the Taliban's rule. She campaigned tirelessly for her right to an education. When the Taliban were angered by Malala's actions, she nearly paid the ultimate price for her bravery when gunmen tried to kill her. Did Malala let that stop her? No, she did not. This is her story. Malala was born in the Swat Valley in northwestern Pakistan. She had loved to learn ever since she was very young. Her father ran a school somewhere she could satisfy her thirst for knowledge. But in 2007, everything changed. The Taliban, a hardline Islamic movement, took over the area where she lived and brought in new laws. One of these laws had a devastating effect on Malala. Girls were banned from going to school. To 10-year-old Malala, the ban was deeply unfair. "All I want is an education," she said. But what could she do? Well, plenty, it turned out. She spoke out against the Taliban on television. Then she began to blog for the BBC. She wrote about her fear of war, about living under the Taliban's rule, and about her longing to go to school. At first, she blogged anonymously, so nobody knew who she was. But after her identity was revealed in 2009, she began to campaign in public. That year, the ban on girls' education was partially lifted. Soon afterwards, war broke out in Pakistan and Malala was forced to flee the Swat Valley. Once she was home again, months later, she carried on campaigning. Malala's efforts were now becoming more and more well known, and in 2011, she was awarded the International Children's Peace Prize and Pakistan's National Youth Peace Prize, the first of many, many honours. She was now receiving death threats, yet she went on speaking out for girls' right to education. On the 9th of October 2012, Malala was shot and seriously wounded by Taliban gunmen. She was 15. Offers to treat Malala poured in from all over the world. Eventually, she was flown to a hospital in Birmingham in the UK, which had a huge amount of experience in treating her type of bullet injury. And after an incredible recovery, Malala celebrated her 16th birthday on the 12th of July 2013, now known as Malala Day, by giving a speech at the United Nations in New York. Meanwhile, millions signed a petition and Pakistan's National Assembly passed a bill that guaranteed free education for all children aged 5 to 16. The Malala Fund was set up in the same year to bring awareness to the need for girls' education and to empower girls to raise their voices, to unlock their potential and to demand change. In 2014, Malala became the youngest person ever to be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, in recognition of her struggle for the right of all children to have an education. She continues to make herself heard. "I don't want to be thought of as the girl who was shot by the Taliban, but the girl who fought for education," Malala says. "This is the cause to which I will devote my life."